Welcome to the Inside Hours. Dr. Len Horowitz, thanking you for joining us every Tuesday night on BBSRadio.com. We appreciate your being here with us, and we thank also our sponsors of the program. We thank BBS, Don Newsom, Seth and Engineering for bringing you every week, not only myself, but so many wonderful hosts lined up to share with you the most important news of the day, as well as commentary, as well as really the spiritual revolutions and evolutions that are required for us to transition into the messianic age. We greatly appreciate all the support from our sponsors. Also, healthyworldstore.com. If you're interested in supporting our ministry and our educational services, our outreach, please go to healthyworldstore.com and peruse the online catalog, looking at the books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, the health products and equipment. We're now adding many new things, and if you haven't been there for a while, it's a good thing to check out what's new and what's life-saving for you and your family. Your loved ones are important at this urgent time in history. So check out healthyworldstore.com. I want to thank also Tetrahedron Publishing Group for not only publishing my three bestsellers. The first one was in the news this week. I don't know if you caught any of the information that was presented by our brother, Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who said it right, said it exactly the way it is, told it beautifully on the National Press Corps. I'd like to talk a little bit about that tonight and share with you what I've written to him in a letter. And also, I'm about to release, if you're not on our email list, you will not receive. But if you do go to healthyworldstore.com and put your email address in, you'll receive not only this information and have access to previous stories that we've sent out, press releases, important information, but you'll also receive my commentary that has a lot to do with the presidential debate and this Barack Obama, Jeremiah Wright fracas that's ongoing and it's dividing the people, causing these racist issues to come to the forefront. It's good to clear the air. But there's a lot that's not being told, and I'm going to be trying my best to put in the little missing pieces so that you can see the total picture, forest through the trees of deception. Very important. And anyway, I want to thank Tetrahedron Publishing Group for publishing Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, and I'll talk a little bit about that book tonight. I want to thank also the folks who have been supporting us. We have some upcoming events that you will not want to miss. Conscious Planet, Charles Holmes up in Canada, British Columbia, is sponsoring next week three events, the beginning of May, May 5th, 6th, and 7th in Vancouver and in Victoria, on the island of Victoria, as well as in Kelowna. We've got previews of the Love Code Seminar. The main event is going to be happening in Toronto on May 17th, in Portland area on May 24th, in L.A. area on June 1st, and in Orlando on June 8th. Do not miss. I don't care where you're living. It will be worth it for you to fly, drive, or however you're going to get there to get to the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, and join with us in great celebration of the great revelations associated with our transition into the Messianic Age. We really are opening the floodgates of the Spirit-filled, really divine human communion, messages as well as revelations of salvation, and that this is really a part of the music of our Creator, the musical mathematics of divinity blessing humanity, and that is an extremely important subject, unfortunately neglected in mainstream media, that is continuously engaged in dividing the sheeple to conquer the flock. And whether you're rich, poor, black or white, gay versus straight, Jew versus Gentile, Christian or Muslim, you are being divided, and the tendency is for the mainstream mediated mass mind control to literally keep you in deception, in a fog for population reduction. And that's what's taking place. A lot of people are making money off of humanity's suffering and profiteering off of disease, death, and vaccine toxicity. And so you've got to beware, or else you'll be dead. I want to begin the show tonight with the subject of what took place yesterday. And I got several emails. We've been flooded with emails. The office, I have been doing interviews for the last 48 hours. Since yesterday morning, I got a call about 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm on West Coast time. And I got a call from a friend, supporter from L.A. Charles called me. He's very much involved in the black church and the activist community, attempting, he is, to bring Barack Obama, into the presidency. Well, he has been engaged with me since the first controversy was struck by the mainstream media, bringing up our brother Reverend Wright's position concerning HIV being a genocidal weapon of the United States federal government. It is an Anglo-American genocidal conspiracy he holds, as well as do many, many, many scientists, scholars, as well as ministers, pastors, even rabbis, have begun to grasp the full measure of clarity concerning the genocide of AIDS, as we've laid it out and proved it with hard, cold U.S. government documents and contracts in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola. So I got a call early in the morning yesterday saying, Dr. Horowitz, you've got to turn on CNN. They are heavily engaged in doing a analysis on Reverend Wright's latest press conference that just took place in Washington at the National Press Club. So I turned on, and I was indeed amazed that, in fact, Reverend Wright stated in response to the question, and again, the criticism that he has received, harsh criticism with regard to his position on the genocidal aspects of HIV AIDS. He was asked, well, how can you reconcile this, and do you really believe this? And he said, well, have you read Dr. Leonard Horowitz's book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional? And unless you have, he said, you really can't grasp what it is that I'm saying. And then he relayed some additional books and material that talks about the genocide, particularly targeting, as Tuskegee did, the black church, the black community. So from that moment on, my phone started to ring. And the first interview that I did was on CNN in the Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer, a fellow reporter for that program named Brian Todd gave me a call, and pretty soon they were asking me not only for a audio segment, but also a picture. And if you watched CNN, the Situation Room yesterday, you heard me and saw my face on the television. And my response was very similar to a letter that I'll share with you that I wrote yesterday to Reverend Wright. But before I do that, I want to kind of like preface this segment and this special show on the Inside Hour with an email, one of many that I've received over the years, and this one came in today. It's highly relevant. It's from a fellow by the name of Brent Ribnick from New York. He says, Dear Dr. Horowitz, I think your documentary, he's talking about In Lies We Trust, it's on www.inliesweetrust.com. The whole thing you can see there, fully full length in Google video, and you can look at it also on YouTube in 16 segments by going to the website inliesweetrust.com. He says, I think your documentary is enlightening to say the least. You are the bravest. I very much admire that about you. I used to work in the village of Oyster Bay on Long Island. I worked on the same road that leads you directly to a German village of Cold Spring Harbor. My boss, who was also my closest friend, used to tell me stories about the laboratory there. He had heard many stories, such as AIDS and what was going on in the AIDS community. Anyone that knew anything would never speak about the laboratory, and it was obvious that they knew something. Well, to cut a long story short, my boss, who was my best friend, his other closest friend, who I was friends also with, and my father all died from AIDS within a 4 to 5 year period. It has been very difficult for me, especially after learning about your knowledge. I was surprised you had left out an important figure in your documentary, Dr. Wolf Schmunis. Why? I just discovered his name and found out he lived down the street from me, where I lived in Forest Hills, Queens, New York. It's a very scary world, unless you are of blue blood heritage. And then, still. Cordially, Brent Ribnick. So, this is one of hundreds of letters that I've received over the years, and this one came in, as I said, very timely for the subject matter of tonight. Came in this morning. And to answer the question, why did I leave out a fellow by the name of Dr. Wolf Schmunis, who was credited for having led the hepatitis B vaccine initiative? The answer is because if you study the scientific literature, Dr. Wolf Schmunis was kind of like a scapegoat, a pansy, kind of like the fellow that was alleged to have killed President Kennedy. You know, the mainstream media and the government has a great propensity and capacity to put the spotlight, to shine the spotlight on places that they want you to look, but that when you look there, there's really nothing there to see. Part of the great and gross deception. That's, in my humble opinion, Dr. Wolf Schmunis. The real name that the spotlight should fall on is a Dr. Saul Krugman from the New York University Medical Center, who, unlike Dr. Schmunis, really never got credit for having developed the vaccine and tested the vaccine that delivered AIDS to the world, the hepatitis B vaccine, given to gay men in New York City and blacks in Central Africa, along with Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children between 1972 and 74. Very important dates for these pilot studies with hepatitis B. Produced under U.S. Army contract, they were, and along with the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, who got the contract for the development of this vaccine, as well as the Centers for Disease Control and the Food and Drug Administration and the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. Those four agencies developed four strains of hepatitis B vaccine that were tested on these people who were alleged to be at higher risk for hepatitis, the gay men in New York City, the Willowbrook State School mentally retarded children on Staten Island, as well as blacks in Zaire and Uganda. This was under the Mobutu regime in Zaire, later the Congo, as well as the Ugandan area, northwest Uganda, the site of the Bionetics Research Laboratory medical research facility that, in fact, Dr. Sally, who I've interviewed and have on tape on the Horowitz on Vaccines DVD, CD rather, Dr. Sally was there. He was a graduate student there. He was a black MD going for his PhD. He was a medical resident there back in the late 50s and 60s, whereby he stated very frankly that this first place in the entire world that had a lymphoma problem in the children, there was no other place in the world that Burkitt's lymphoma existed at that time. Now, Burkitt's lymphoma affects children globally. And he was there at the time. He was witness to the experimentation that was ongoing in the black villagers from the U.S. government-sponsored and military injections of vaccinations. And he said that his officers and the officials of the program were, in fact, informing him that, and his other colleagues as graduate students, that these children were suffering from viruses that the mosquitoes had brought them, and yet he knew, as did his colleagues, that the only children in which these Burkitt lymphoma cancers were coming out were in the children of the vaccinated women. And so, even back in the late 50s and 60s, he was witness to these atrocities against the African people, and that Jeremiah Wright has made it very, very clear, brought it into the political arena about the tragedy of global genocide. So let me begin by reading to you a letter that I wrote to Brother Jeremiah last night, and I sent this to him, to his church, and I pray that he gets it, and that I even pray that he responds to a request I have at the end. I say, "Dear Brother Jeremiah, you were outstanding today in service to our boss and humanity. more than my appreciation for your honorable mention of me and my book, Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, I want to thank you for shining your divinely anointed light into the dark recesses of the media's hypocrisy, as well as Barack Obama's political expediency. The gravest tragedy of Obama distancing himself from your spiritual support is that this decision will cost him the election. A wicked witch will inhabit the White House rather than an honorable, spirit-filled man because he has sown seeds with fear instead of faith. Rather than modeling faithful and honest leadership to remedy this nation's and world's gravest iniquity, that of man's inhumanity towards man through the administration of petrochemical pharmaceutical genocide, he chose political expediency over divine loyalty. In doing so, he rejected the opportunity you and our Creator provided to save our human family from the ongoing misery and increasing blood contamination and vaccine-induced population decimation. I have faith that Obama's decision, although ethically and morally repugnant, is part of the divine plan to render judgment, as you so eloquently stated, to America for placing faith and trust in medical deities and the pharmaceutical industry rather than in our divine source. On the brighter side, I have been appointed to herald for the Messianic Community of Philadelphia. And folks, just on a side note here, Reverend Jeremiah Wright is from Philadelphia, as I am. We were both born there, reared there. So, interesting, and he will know the message that I relay with regard to the Book of Revelation's mention of the Messianic Community of Philadelphia and the role that it plays in these end times, when the great plagues have struck, and there's wars and rumors of wars, and there's great earth changes. So I say I have been appointed to herald for the Messianic Community of Philadelphia the key to the House of David. I humbly request your collaboration in bringing this revelation to bear on the provisions we need to make for the rapidly approaching Messianic Age. There are doors we are now called to open that no man can close, to assure the righteous resolution of needless suffering. I have very exciting news for you when you have a few minutes to converse. Much love, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. And for those of you who have listened to the Insight Hour and read my book, and not only the Walk on Water book, but the DNA Pirates of the Sacred Spiral and most recent book called Love, The Real Da Vinci Code, you realize that the key to the House of David is the perfect circle of sound. It is the nine core creative frequencies of the universe that will fulfill and help us fulfill Revelation 14:1, the singing of a new song in these end times to instantaneously and miraculously deliver this entire planet back to the good graces of our Creator. The frequency vibrations of divinity rather than satanic sorcery. So the concept that we've laid out also for those of you who are interested in this area, and it may be few and far between who have ears to hear this truth and understand what it means, and have the eyes to see what we're preparing here, what the Creator is preparing for us who have faith and trust. Go to live H2O.org, www.live2o.org, and see the seeding that we have of this magnificent, godly, blessed experiment, the concert for the living waters, the concert to fulfill Revelation 14:1. We actually, online right now, have a temple in cyberspace by which we will render 144,000 live human voices and even more, and project those voices globally from nine venues, nine stages, next to bodies of water all around the planet, the largest and most blessed bodies of water, will be ringing and singing the 528 love hertz frequency, the frequency of divinity, the core creative frequency that bears the blessing of love and joy. Imagine making a homeopathic, that is a love elixir out of all the waters of the earth. And for those who just simply need to have a little bit more background, just go back and read Genesis and realize in the beginning there was the Creator, the water, even before the Word. So there's a lot to study. Now let me just share with you the final writing that has come in the last 24 hours with this issue of the Barack Obama and Reverend Jeremiah Wright controversy. And this writing will be shortly, I suspect within the next 24 to 48 hours, posted on one of our websites. You'll be able to link to, if you go on to drlenhorowitz.com, you'll be able to link to a section of our websites, and there are numerous ones, and you can find your way through them by clicking on the site map. It's a new addition to drlenhorowitz.com to help you navigate through the vast array of websites that we already have had developed and provide you with information, everything from what the risks of vaccinations and vaccine injuries are to the tragedies of the pollution and petrochemical intoxication associated with chemtrails and the spraying of God's great air, the oxygen, the breath. Don't forget the Creator's name is Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yah-Oh-Vah, and the reality is that it means in Hebrew, to breathe is to exist, and so the satanic sorcerers would naturally reduce the oxygen element number 8, the breath of life, the Ha, in the Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh, Yah-Oh-Vah, out of the air, dramatically reducing the oxygenation for population reduction. So that's part of the website, drlenhorowitz.com. You can click and get tremendous amounts of information about what our mission and our ministry has been about for the last 15 years, and I'm sure that you'll come away and not just inspired with the newest revelations of how we get out of this mess, and how, with faith and trust, we can walk through this valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because essentially we can be blessed consistently, as we are continuously, by our Creator's love and support. So this is a letter that deals with the political tragedy that is unfolding today in the mainstream media and in our political hypocrisy. It's titled The Obama-Wright Controversy. It begins, "This Obama-Wright controversy is a deadly deception and political distraction in a rigged election. The illusion of wrongdoing by Reverend Wright is being instigated as a decoy to demonize Obama, a sham candidate advancing a predetermined plan to put a witch in the White House. The economic power restricting American political representation to two parties, flip sides of the same corrupt coin," and coin is spelled C-O in parentheses, I, and then the N. So it's coin or con. "A corrupt coin or a corrupt con marginalizes and demonizes humanitarian truth tellers for multinational corporate control. Likewise, what Reverend Wright refers to as the corporate media and mass mind is effectively misdirected to tolerate, even generate, the genocides against which Reverend Wright preached. How dare the pundits indict this holy man when, by their ignorance and prostitution, they shun for profitable political expediency the millions of people morbidly wounded and mortally sacrificed to the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel. If vaccinations triggered AIDS, as Reverend Wright and scientists worldwide now preach, what makes you think such profitable contaminations died with Tuskegee? Can the world's wealthiest vaccine maker, Merck, be trusted to give us anything better than Vioxx? politics played as usual assures you will never know who or what ails you, poisons your children, kills your parents, and pollutes our planet. If AIDS, like environmental pollution, is not a socio-political imposition, as the late great Jonathan Mann, AIDS czar for the World Health Organization, said, exposing the iniquity and impotence of his political appointment. What do you call popping pills to cure every ill and accepting side effects far worse than the original diseases? Only fools and madmen call this genocide civilized. Now, by his spoiled harvest, we know Barack Obama. As my letter to Reverend Wright stated, quote, rather than modeling faithful and honest leadership to remedy this nation and world's gravest iniquity, that of man's inhumanity towards man, through the administration of genocide, Obama chose political expediency over divine loyalty. In so doing, he rejected the opportunity to save our human family from the ongoing and increasing population decimation, end quote. Obama no longer deserves my vote, nor does the White House, which prescribing cheap drugs, medical IDs, and biochips for a, quote, freer America, end quote. John McCain already appears and acts comatose. That only leaves Ron Paul. So there you have it. That's, in essence, a segment for my response, and I was actually contacted a couple hours ago by the Chicago Tribune, whose editor had requested that I have some sort of official commentary on Reverend Jeremiah Wright. Well, I prepared that in response. So as I say, we'll have that posted on the HealthyWorldStore.com archive section, and you can go to that store and get those archives for free. It would help you to join Healthy World Store, become a Healthy World member, and then you'll be receiving, as I said, our ongoing press releases and commentaries.
You know, I'm really trying to get in here, and I think this is a good time for me to tell you. I'm so sorry I missed my call at 6 o'clock. I was downstairs with Dr. Lynn.
I think we have Reverend Roxy Hampton on the phone. Reverend Roxy Hampton, welcome back to the Insight Hour, sister.
Thank you. It's kind of like you have to look at the moments in history, and you have to look at the moments in time, and you have to look at where we left off and where we are now. And it is so incredible that we are talking about a Reverend Wright, you know, that this is about righteousness, that this man spoke truth, but his truth to his congregation was not at all, looked at as surprising. Only one black sheep in his fold brought attention after having been, having this race, has brought the attention to the truth. And it is through Reverend Wright that we're even able to have this discussion, and that Wright again, as great prophets always are, like you are, we're right here having to look at it and look at the truth up close and personal. And for me, having been in Thailand and seen a lot of truth, I am absolutely happy to be back and see that you're in the middle of it all, and that it will come to the truth, and America will have to just bite the bullet and we'll begin to maybe listen to some of these people and say, where do we go from here, rather than trying to throw it under the rug. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You know, I was so impressed and grateful to Reverend Wright for taking the stands and the positions and articulating so clearly the various positions that you and I hold. And those who have eyes to see and ears to hear the truth, and those who know that the truth shall set us free, and even more, that the greatest secreted truths, such as the Anglo-American genocidalists and the population manipulation that's ongoing, shall be disclosed, shall be uncovered, shall be exposed for those who have eyes to see and hear, because that's what our Creator wishes, that He did such a brilliant job everything from responding to questions about anti-Semitism, which he is not, and that the his alliances, or at least his communications with Minister Louis Farrakhan, who is also a personal acquaintance of mine, and I support many, many of the things that he has done. And just like Reverend Wright said so eloquently, Louis Farrakhan is not my enemy. This whole tragedy of the media manipulation, Reverend Wright set it on its ear. And I'll tell you, I was just so proud, so pleased to be part of the true Christian community that he represents. And it's not just the black church, as he said that he was representing. He was defending the black church, but he was speaking for the way, the real fundamental underlying truths that shall set all Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob blood descendants free. Totally a blessing. Blessed time that we live in to have leaders like this come forth. Don't you think, Reverend Roxy?
Oh, I definitely. You know, the message is so great. And we have so many decisions to make. And the time of absolute certainty never comes. It's interrupted by things called decisions. And the decision that Barack made is an unfortunate one if one is to look at what truly is important, our spiritual development or righting this ship which has gone afoul and astray. I mean, there are so many things happening today that are misleading and the mischief in terms of food shortages and what's happening. I mean, over here in Hawaii, you can't find hardly any rice because they're starting to hear about the rice shortages in the other parts of the world and that other people are not exporting it. And we don't hear these things from our candidate. What we hear is everything is good, everything is great, vote for me, vote for change. And I was thinking that perhaps we should all be praying for a chance as opposed to change. I'm not sure about change anymore. It seems like we're getting ready to get some chump change if we go with any of these candidates. And why isn't it that they can't articulate what it is that they want to change eloquently? They just keep talking about change. And so these are empty hands. And so it's better that we take those two empty hands, put them together, and begin to pray together. And for Obama to say that he condemns or he vehemently disagrees with what Reverend Wright is saying is to say, this is the kind of president that we will have every time we begin to talk about the single bullet theory or Iran-Contra or why is it that we have no money in the bank or why is it that we all are working hard and we don't have anything to show for it. What magic words will Obama or Hillary or McCain say to us in regards to the natural laws of economics and everything else that's going on? What will these people say? I don't think they're going to say much of anything. I think that they will just ignore us and continue on down the road. You know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what they're going to do. You know, it is a great tragedy. You know, I have to say this, though. I think the first person that I spoke with that actually long ago prophetically told me that Barack Obama was not a legitimate candidate was you.
Oh, definitely. And if anybody even remembers any of the shows that we did in Mission Possible, I had to bash him for many good reasons, and that is that when you look at poverty lawyers in history, when you look at people who will come up from the back and say, I represent the poor, and when you look at it, you go, the experience of the poor is a very definite one. It is not something that you can just identify with through helping them. It's a feeling, and it's that feeling that you get when something like Reverend Wright speaks from the pulpit and he says, you know, he says, God damn America. He's speaking in terms of the future. It's that it is impossible for us to continue to make negative causes and not suffer the justice. There'll be mercy for those who have kept faith. There'll be mercy, but we are all in this together and we will have to suffer what there is to suffer. And I think that, in saying that, it was something that should have been felt by any person sitting in that congregation, not the press. Of course, the press is going to run with anything. But Obama, he had the chance to really show people that he understands the difference between spirituality and the realities of his political run, and had a merciful aspect in his body, but he hasn't been trained for such a thing. He hasn't been trained to be an elitist, to be the exception, to be the bright light. And sometimes you can be so bright that you're blinding, you see. And what happens is that I saw from the very moment, who are you? You're a senator from where? Illinois. How did a black man get in that seat? And whose butt in that there unconscious, mafioso, corrupt government, university-driven, Chicago, Rockefeller, everything, to have it come up to this man, this half a man, and it has nothing to do with black or white. It has to do with being an elitist, an individual who has never suffered. Not that that has to be what you have to be as a president, but you better identify with it. He's always had the best of everything. And when it comes down to having an opinion about whether or not God should damn America or whether he's going to damn America, he vehemently disagrees with his preacher. So I'm like, well, then why do you go to that church? Why did you go to that church? Because he served a purpose, and Oprah serves a purpose, and you just go on for the money. So
yeah,
I knew
you
this
know,
was
I
going to
happen. Comment, too, prophetically, it reminded me of, you know, having predicted accurately his self-destruction, reminded me of Ross Perot, how Ross Perot provided such great hope to the kind of like middle of the road, the folks between the conservatives and the liberals. They were really having a tremendous respect for Ross Perot, who carried them away from the political parties and then self-destructed with some cockamamie concept of having had life-threatening, family-threatening experiences. Well, gee whiz, you don't get involved in politics at that level without realizing that, you know, you're playing hardball, and that those of us who have a spiritual calling, gee whiz, you know, life is a fleeting thing. I mean, you're going to die. I'm going to die. You folks listening, you're on your way out. As soon as you're born, you're already on your way out. And the reality is every single one of us has got that passage going on. And the beauty of this whole spirituality is that there's this parallel reality from which the angels operate, and the divine direction is transmitted to us. And the reality is that, gee whiz, you know, I think life itself is given too much emphasis. It seems like, you know, the spiritual life is really the greatest calling. And I just find it sad for Barack Obama, because he really had an opportunity to do great, great things. He could have won if he took a righteous stand, and instead what he simply has shown us is that he's played ball, whether he likes it or not or knows it or not. He has played ball. He's not a victim of this. He is the creator of this, and he's a secondary fiddle. He's the secondary source of what's happening from the primary source that set it up from the beginning to make it happen. Don't forget, Reverend Wright's lectures and sermons have been recorded and disseminated for decades. And for them, suddenly, while he's at the top swing and momentum and carrying the political polls and Hillary Clinton is on her way out, suddenly the adversary grabs onto the history of this ministry and suddenly makes it headline news? Excuse me. What's wrong with this picture? What a scam. Anybody that has got any sense can see the manipulation in this political persuasion. And subsequently, we don't have a free democracy and a political process that is honorable. What we have is a hypocrisy, a Babylonian hypocrisy that is on its way out. As the messianic age and as the divine revelations unfold, and as we, with truth and in our hearts and faith, we are uplifted. And again, it's kind of like there's so many people that have had these kinds of experiences that I'm talking about. I mean, I just relayed this the other day to a friend. You know, I praise the Creator for every moment that I'm alive, because I should have died three times already. there's no reasonable, rational explanation for me to be around. People ask me all the time, Horowitz, aren't you afraid they're going to assassinate you? Well, hell no. That's a stupid question. That's what you call, you know, part of stupid is where you begin to go into fear. That's a fear-based question. It's not love. It's not, yea, though I walk through this valley fearing no evil. The question sources from this whole manipulation of the mind and the egoic mind that thinks that this temporal reality is all that she wrote. You know, this temporal reality is simply one of, actually, three dimensions out of nine that the physicists now have determined, at least nine, and it's many physicists are saying that there's potentially 36 dimensions. And so, you know, there's so much more ongoing than this feeble view that this physical reality is really where the main game is being played. You know, again, it's not against flesh and blood with whom we do battle. It is spiritual forces. And unfortunately, Barack Obama failed the spiritual test.
Well, you know, they want to be. I mean, the whole idea of wanting to be president of the United States, to be the leader in these days, to be grooming yourself for that, you're gonna neglect the spiritual aspect. There's no room for that in politics as we see it now, you know, on any side. You talk about Ron Paul. Ron Paul is a glowing hope. Why? Because it's true. He does have a people back. You can actually see the people. You can actually talk to the people that are actually coming together to back him. Whereas out here, it's kind of nebulous with the Clinton and Barack Obama campaign. I think it's a brilliant Arkansas plot myself. And it goes all the way back to the EOC days and poverty lawyers and all of that. And it just seems to me that it has no God in it. Neither one of them have any God in their campaign. And by the time they bring God into it, it may be too late, because I seriously believe that Bush, who also is getting away with a lot of corruption and mischief these days, is actually the one who's going to be the big winner here, because he gets to go away and somebody else gets to inherit his mess.
Oh, boy. No, it's such a mess.
I can't wait to hear what Don Nikoloff has to say about the three candidates. He teased us in the Idaho Observer. I know anybody's read the Idaho Observer, April 21st issue, but everybody should get that one and read it, because sounds like Don has got some goods on all three of the candidates, and I can't wait to hear what it is. Did he let you know anything?
Yeah, he told me that he was working hard on it. Don Nikoloff has joined Tetrahedron Records as our executive producer, so we're advancing the new music, which is the old music, is the creator's music, and the recording company where we're transforming the planet. Again, folks, I want to highly encourage you, if you don't have your tickets yet, call this toll-free number, 888-508-4787, to get your tickets for the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebration, because what you will get during this full-day program and full-night concert celebration of the Creator's music, not man's music, not A440 Hertz, thank you, Roman Catholic Church, created and sustained during Da Vinci's time by the Jewish crime family called the Medicis, who instilled, five Jewish popes at the Vatican. Well, they changed the music. The music that we're listening to, all the musical instruments tuned to A440, is really critically important for suppressing human spirituality. We are the music. And the truth shall set you free. Again, in the beginning there was the creator, the word, the water. The word is electromagnetic frequencies of sound. Sound is mathematics and physics. That's what music is. Music is the math. And the love, the real Da Vinci Code, when you really understand what Da Vinci was all about, and we've decrypted the Vitruvian woman drawing. Get the book, Love, the Real Da Vinci Code, or at least go online and read some of the articles. You can go to drlenhorowitz.com. Go to drlenhorowitz.com. That's drlenhorowitz. And then click on the little logo that says Sound Healing Advice. Sound Healing Advice. Click on that. That'll take you to a new blog, a new section of drlenhorowitz.com website that has several wonderful articles that will lay out for you this understanding of who you really are, the scientific, true definition of who you are. Here it is. You're a digital, that's mathematical, digital, bio-holographic, biology and holography, a digital, bio-holographic, precipitation, crystallization, miraculous manifestation of divine frequency, vibration. You know, Brother Louis Farrakhan plays the fiddle, and he plays magnificently, beautifully, musically, but he doesn't know that he's tuned to the Babylonian frequency. And unlike the clear channel from the heavenly throne that uplifts all of nature, he's tuned to, and all of musicians worldwide have been in gross deception. This is the key to the house of David. The key that opens doors that no man can close and closes doors that no man can open. The key, the vortex to the spiritual domain by which our salvation and evolution spiritual shall come. It is the music of Revelation 14:1, the singing of a new song, the music that King David played to heal people on his harp and to go into the greatest battles and be victorious. This is the music that shall set us free. It's vitally urgent that people worldwide attend to the revelations that we're bringing forth now. And the place to get it, the best of it, is the Love Code Seminar, Musical Healing Celebrations. Again, the toll-free number to call to get your tickets is 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And please, 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 do your loved ones and friends, extended family in your community a favor, a great blessing. Administer it. Get them tickets, too, and get them there, because they'll thank you for the rest of their lives, for the uplift, for the spiritual clarification and evolution and the advancement in their own lives, the opening of their hearts, the extreme anointing of love and joy and creativity that will bless them when they partake and they drink of the waters of life, which is flowing through the universal waters, the crystal clear universal waters out of which we all and everything physical manifests. This is the physics knowledge proven now. Space-time physicists now and NASA scientists have proven that the book of Genesis is accurate. Space is not a vacuum. They proved only 8 years ago that space is full of water. Just like Genesis says, in the beginning there was the creator, the creative juice, the water. And then the word, which was the music, was spoken into the water, divided the waters from the waters, created the etheric firmament out of which physical manifestation occurred. We understand now, we've been so blessed, we have so much knowledge in the real sciences, not the pseudosciences that academia programs and basically mind controls, indoctrinates. The indoctrination, not the pure education of the population, is occurring. And science, just like the CDC, covered up the true origins of AIDS and their involvement in the hepatitis B vaccine given to gay men and blacks that triggered this hideous plague. Pseudoscience is substituted for science, and science, the medical deity gods, have substituted for the real thing. And that's the tragedy and the opportunity. Wherever there's chaos, there's the opportunity for establishing a new order. And I can tell you one thing's for certain. The Creator wants a new world order, too. He just doesn't want to have it run by corporate multinational fascists that decimate populations genocidally for profit. Creator's interested in a new world order. It's called the Messianic Age, or a thousand years of world peace, where the lion lies down with the lamb, where the brothers and sisters from Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob celebrate together the elimination of the alien Nephilim, the satanic sorcerers that have overtaken the global geopolitical system. It used to be called Babylon. Today, basically, it's engineered by the global industrialists. They meet, they gather at all sorts of places, including the United Nations, directed by and built by the Rockefeller family, who got its money from the European royalty. This whole manipulation of the population is a profitable scam. And so this is, you know, these people are not human. It's obvious to me as a behavioral scientist that we're not dealing with a normal human being that has ethics and morals and values and empathy and sensitivity in their hearts for the millions of children, black and white, rich or poor, all sorts of people of all colors that are being decimated with this contamination of the environment as well as their bloodstreams. This has got to stop now, and the opportunity is very clear. The salvation message and the revelations are awesome. Our way out through these doors that no man can close is by celebrating, it's real simple, the simple music of our Creator. And we've got the music that shall set us free. If you go to lovecodeseminar.com, you'll get information about the Love Code Seminar. If you go to that link on drlenhorowitz.com website that I just told you about moments ago, it's on the left-hand side of the home page. It's a little icon that says the music, healing music advice, or sound healing advice. That will take you to a new blog, my personal blog, and you will then have the opportunity to read several wonderful articles that will give you some understanding about which I speak. And then the issues then you want to go link once you understand, and even before that, peruse the liveh2o.org website, www.liveh2o.org. That website is the seed for the concert for the 144,000, the concert for the living waters. And also on that website, new this week, is an invitation for musicians. Read it. If you're a vocalist, you're a professional vocalist, or a professional musician, you must go to this website, read it, understand it, to be part of the great transformation of this Babylonian hypocrisy into this divine unity and family. This is the divine human communion opportunity. It is now. It's happening now. So it's a matter of music. The music is the truth. The truth and the music shall set you free. It's the Creator's music that we want to sing and celebrate, not man's, not the Roman Catholic Church, not the Zionist movement, not anything, but the Creator's source music. That alone shall set us free. And that's why we're witnessing miracle after miracle. If you're a member of any church, black church, white church, I don't care church, whatever church, if you don't bring these revelations to your people, you're not the watchman. And again, if people die because you have not done your job, just like the Bible talks about, the curse, the judgment falls on you for not doing your job. If you hear my voice right now, and you hear what I'm saying to you, and you don't act, then that lack of action will create a karmic judgment reaction in your own life. Guaranteed. This is a divine urgency that requires humanity to attend to the message and the opportunity. So I'm telling you, go and integrate this intelligence. It's free, and it's freeing, and it's necessary if you consider yourself a good Jew or a good Christian or a good Muslim to take this information to your family, your extended family, your community, your church organizations and your synagogues, your mosques, to your congregations for the edification of your congregations. It is a must. It is urgent. Do not pass go. Go directly to the website, liveh2o.org. Study it. Read it. integrated. It's the best news and the greatest opportunity for freeing ourselves from Babylonian enslavement and genocide that the world has ever seen.
Amen to that. Amen
Reverend Roxy,
to that.
So you're going to be on Sunday night on Mission
yes.
Possible at 9 o'clock Pacific, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And it looks like we're out of time.
We're almost out of time, and I want to encourage everyone to stay tuned, because the question as to what's going on with the three dummies, the three stooges in American politics, is probably going to be on the mission, not on, on Don Nikoloff's program that's upcoming.
Yes.
Don Nikoloff is an excellent orator. He's an extremely intelligent friend and family, extended family person. He's concerned about you, your well-being. He's a hero in America. And I urge everybody to stay tuned on BBSRadio.com for Don Nikoloff's excellent program.
All right. Talk to you next week.
Love you, sister. I look forward to seeing you.
All right.
Good night, everyone. Same time next week. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Be blessed. Love you. Bye-bye.